So in terms of what this riot, this protest was regarding, can you explain to us some of the demands and some of the kind of conditions that have been complained about?
Look, the demands are really board-based, because what we really have is people who have been locked in their cells now, for some of them, for 23 hours a day. And so that's like absolutely horrendous, with two and three people together in the same cell, effectively a bathroom, and having a toilet there as well, nothing to do, no opportunity to use the good energy, and most of them just young boys. In fact, I think people who saw the people on the roof would understand. To lock them into a bathroom for extremely long periods of time, uncertainty, lack of services, lack of respect. You know, it's surprising that they haven't responded before now.
Well, presumably these issues have been building up for some time. Do we understand if there was a sort of an inciting incident on this particular occasion?
Well, look, there have been. We've had reports coming out of Park Lee. The private operator, MTC Spectrum, has a bad reputation, actually, and they've had a whole series of complaints coming out, like being unprepared to respond to prisoners' committees and really being quite arrogant in the whole process. I mean, they've taken the benefit of COVID to lock people in their cells for longer, so it means that they can even have less staff than they currently have. So they're the sort of things that have been building up, and as far as they're concerned, they're happy if they can lock people in their cells and leave them for as long as they can there. They have a skeleton staff to maintain them. They don't need to worry at all about delivery of services, and really they make a bigger profit in that whole process. So that's the structure, and that has been the basis for the blow up. It's like if you were to squeeze air into a balloon, you know, it's got to blow up, and that's certainly what you saw there. And the Black Lives Matter issue is something that really, to an extent, is a bit of a touchstone on the whole question about respect for prisoners, respect for, and of course, Aboriginal people, which I think we can see are well represented in the people on the roof, and of course, I think 14 times as imprisoned as other people.
And have we seen sort of a kind of a crackdown following on the aftermath of these protests?
Oh, look, absolutely. Now, what's happened is that the prisoners have been locked in their cells. We're having feedback, actually, from families who are very concerned. They're saying that they aren't having the normal contact they have, that phone calls aren't getting out. And we had someone, a member of staff, actually, has said that they're concerned because, once again, the tension inside the prison is building. So, really, the private company can't have any benefit from this. They have the riot squad standing by, and they are locking people in their cells. They're taking groups out for exercise only for some of them half an hour at a time, and then put back in their cells. So they're really limiting any exercise, any access to yards and to get out for showers and things. So the conditions are extremely bad, and tensions are getting worse than they were before. So it certainly isn't the end of the matter. They can't walk away as lightly in this whole fiasco. It's a good expression of tension, and to a large extent, really, it is a symptom, really, of the system that's been under pressure for a long time.
And have we had a real response from the owners of the prison themselves in regards to the prisoners' demands?
Look, there has been. In fact, look, there's a real contempt, actually. I suppose, really, to a large extent, it's not surprising that they're trying to sheet the problems back to prisoners themselves. They say that it's all about drugs. Drugs, for heaven's sake. And people at the moment in prisons are having trouble getting proper health services. So to talk about prisoners wanting drugs is just ridiculous. If people are wanting exercise, time out of cells, a chance to see their families, they're the real things. So they're the things that do make the difference in prisoners' lives. So to try to reduce them to drug users, drug takers, junkies, it really is, I suppose, an example of the sort of contempt That's the private prison operators, the MTC board Spectrum. Their approach to prisoners is actually in some ways exemplified by their response there. I mean, there are some positive things they could be doing, giving prisoners a chance to use their time properly, to use the promised computer tablets that were intended to be in the cells, use them so that people could have access to education and use their time properly, that the young men, who we could see on the roof, that those people have something positive with their families and have a chance to use their time in a positive way.
And obviously you touched on a few right there in terms of solutions, but coming to us from Justice Action, is there anything more your organisation would like to see in response to this one?
Oh, look, absolutely. Look, we've been calling for a long time for openness inside the prison, not just that prison and there with the private operator, but in fact in New South Wales prisons generally. What should happen should be that the media should be able to go into the prison and talk directly to the prisoners' committees. There's actually in each prison there's a requirement, like a requirement according to the regulations for a prisoner committee. To be elected amongst their fellows, and for those people to speak with the manager of the prison. Now, that sort of exposure to the media and a chance for those voices to be heard directly is essential. Now, that's something we've been calling for a long time. It should happen here. The private prison operator, MTC's board Spectrum, should now allow that access and let the media hear from prisoners themselves and see what's going on. Where is this money going? Where is the $100,000 per person per year? How is that being spent? And what are the conditions inside the cells? They're the sorts of things that the taxpayer should be able to see. And of course, we should, as a community, be asking, well, why do we have almost half of the people who go to prison returning within 2 years? They're the sorts of questions that that should be examined properly, and this is really a chance for MTC Board Spectrum to expose itself and be exposed to the public to see for itself what is happening.
Well, look, Brett, do appreciate your insight into this one this morning. Do appreciate your passion on the subject. Really, thank you for joining us.
Okay, lovely to speak with you. Thank you for the opportunity.